Welcome to the 2006 ARMA International Conference and Expo podcast. This podcast is powered by PodTech and sponsored by NextPage, the provider of powerful document tracking and retention software.
We're all dealing with the fact that records management has to be applied to just about any kind of content, and we're getting more and more content, so it's becoming much more difficult to apply content management consistently.
I'm here with Tina Torres from Microsoft, the Director of Records. Welcome to the podcast, Tina.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
It's exciting to be able to talk with somebody from a company as big as Microsoft that is also in charge of managing records. We've talked to a lot of people today and yesterday that are both in the records management industry. Some of them are from the compliance side that are worried about the legal. You bring actually three of these aspects kind of in one head for me.
You're that's correct.
You're a former legal person. You are in records today. That's your current role, Director of Records at Microsoft. And you work at a technology company, the number one software productivity application company in the world. The thing I'd be interested to know is, what kind of things are you facing at Microsoft?
Well, just like any other company that's very large, we deal with the same issues that anyone else is facing. We have to worry about retaining the information that we are required to keep legally. And we don't want to keep all the junk that no one really needs. The challenge is in making sure that we keep the right stuff that is used by the business on a day-to-day basis and make sure that we follow up all of our legal obligations as anyone else would. So our challenge is really no different than any other company in the world that is dealing with compliance issues today or with records management.
Have you seen a change in the practice or in your business with some of the recent regulatory kind of issues that have come up? Sarbanes-Oxley and other things?
Microsoft was a very early adopter for a number of reasons that many people well know, of more compliance-focused work for the background of our document administration and our data in general, and we have a high focus on security and compliance. So the recent changes have not impacted us quite as significantly as other companies who have been less prepared for it. A lot of them in the smaller sector as well. Large corporations have dealt with the Sarbanes-Oxley issues and with the reporting issues and whatnot right from the get-go because they were the first target of these new regulations. However, I see actually a lot more of the impact and changes in the smaller and mid-sized companies who don't have the infrastructure environment that large companies normally have. They don't have necessarily the IT support that large companies have. They don't have somebody who can just develop things internally and go forward with it. They have more of a requirement for, you know, something that they can work with that is relatively easy to implement and yet can still support these very stringent needs.
One of the other things I've heard is that a lot of the managers are somewhat technologically averse. Do you face any of that in Microsoft?
You mean records managers?
Yes.
I don't think it's so much records managers that are averse to technology as much as that the history of the industry doesn't necessarily originate in the technology business. And so there's, I think, to a certain extent, some intimidation and you know, lack of training that records managers are working very hard to overcome. In fact, a lot of the focus at ARMA this year, the pre-conference, was focused on bringing IT and records managers together and finding that collaborative environment so that we can all work together and actually move forward. But there's definitely still some learning curve to be had.
I can't help but ask a little bit about Microsoft and what you're doing with your product line as it relates to managing, storing, archiving records. The product line, again, the Office product line, which now includes more than just the desktop applications. New versions coming out, the Office 2007 platform and individual products. What can you tell me about those products and how are they changing to better support those that are going to be managing records?
Well, it's actually very exciting. I have come to Microsoft just at a time when the focus was on compliance and on records management. So I had an opportunity, as we had in the last few years, worked together to provide some input into the product for our records management features, and it's been really, really exciting. Here are these large applications that you always hear about, you know, Office, Exchange, Outlook, SharePoint, very large products with incredible capabilities that have now actually incorporated policy management and retention policies as part of the standard product suite. So it's really exciting to be able to implement that. We internally use it for email management. We're working with a large pilot right now that is testing not so much our technology as much as the user behavior, which is also another obstacle people have to overcome. The technology works great. It's the people that we want to convince that this is easy to use and whatnot. So we're working with email, we're working with SharePoint for our document spaces. We're trying to deal with document spaces in a way that they can be used collaboratively, and yet you can still retain all the information in the right way and in the right place with appropriate security and with workflows that can connect you to, you know, the different work cycles that you're facing. So contract management is made a lot easier, for example, because you can use routing workflows to get things to different departments. And at the end of the workflow, you collect the records. We don't have to actually go and do a physical filing process and whatnot. It's much, much easier. And as our information becomes more and more electronic, we have a very large amount of electronic information, as you can imagine. We have to deal with a way to store that information for the long term. And now that we have tools that have the records management components in it, such as using retention schedules, being able to apply policies for different types of content, to apply security rules, to ensure that we flag our records as vital records, and we manage them from a records perspective with the appropriate rules in place in a way that does not impact the end user, we now have those capabilities built in. It's much, much easier, and it's not very hard to implement. A lot of stuff comes out of the box today, so I'm very excited about this new route that we've taken.
And I know you're not necessarily on the technology side, and I personally use Outlook every day for my email. The email world is really kind of changed as well, or at least the delivery and receipt of information is growing more and more to an electronic world.
Absolutely.
Email is critical, and even instant messaging now is being used, especially inside an organization.
Correct.
Does Microsoft have an angle on any of that?
Well, we have a lot of really cool tools for email, and records management features are just one subset of that. There's a lot of other stuff that obviously comes that's really exciting in the new Outlook. The interface is much, much improved. It's much easier to sort and manage messages with categories. You can put different labels on them. You can organize them just about any way you can imagine. Companies can provide provision folders where you can store email with retention policies, or you can have folders you can perhaps download that meet your business needs. They can be organized by content, they can be organized by date, they can be organized in just any which way you really would like to slice and dice the elephant, if you will. And at the same time, it's very unintrusive to the user. It uses a mechanism we use today. You can either flag them or you can put them in folders. And you know, it's really no different than what you do today, so the impact on the end user is very minimal. The biggest challenge in implementing record systems is really twofold. One is you have a lot of IT work that often happens to be involved in implementing these systems. And the second is that you have to change the end user behavior. We have, I think, found a way to make that relatively minimal for both aspects. The end user behavior can be accommodated minimally in a way that people use email today and still apply those compliance means. And the technology implementation comes straight out of the box. And if you like what you see, you don't have to make a lot of custom development changes. You can still if you like. Obviously, it's very open and you can attach to it with all sorts of different applications, but there's no requirement for it. And it's right in the place people work today. I mean, who doesn't use their email most of the day? That's really where everyone is in the workspace. So it makes it easy for the person.
Well, if they're not an email, they're probably creating a presentation or a document.
Correct.
Which is, again, a space in which Microsoft plays a big role.
We hope to think so. And we have made it such that, you know, from any pretty much any application in the Microsoft suite of products, you can send things to a records repository of some kind. And it really depends on your personal, I should say, on your company's application or setup of the application and how that process works. It's incredibly flexible and it's very, very simple. It comes right from the command line, from the menu, from the document itself. There are so many different ways you can get at it. It would be very hard to list them all here, but I would suggest you come by and take a look at our products. It's fabulous.
Let me ask you a couple more questions about the ARMA conference in general.
Sure.
This is probably not your first time coming to an ARMA.
Not really. So, I've been here many years in a row.
So you come back each year and you find this to be a learning process, a networking process for you.
Yes.
In your role. What are some of the things that you're hearing kind of out there at this conference that you think other ARMA members who may not be attending the conference would like to hear about?
Well, I think one of the biggest things I've heard this year especially, and it's been a momentum that's built over the last few years, is that the educational content that's here is fantastic. I don't know what the access opportunities are to get to some of those educational sessions, but they're just fabulous. The people are very skilled. For a while, we had sort of a lull in it where we all felt, we needed to get some new updated content and whatnot. And now we are at a point that the practitioners really have stepped up and they're speaking at these conferences with incredible expertise. So that's really a fabulous experience. So if somebody isn't coming this year, they really should try to come next year because it's only getting better. From the perspective of the offerings from the vendor side, it doesn't really matter where you go, you're going to see new stuff. And the industry has changed so much, we finally come to a point where not only do we know what the problem is we're trying to address, but we actually have tools that can do it, such as our products, and you find different products for different business needs. So taking a look at some of these new technologies is really, really amazing. The big focus these days is on the collaborative technologies. How do you deal with all these different workspaces that people have? Whether this be email or SharePoint, or you're dealing with instant messaging, as you were saying, or you have some other connection, extranet sites, intranet sites, whatever it might be. We're all dealing with the fact that records management has to be applied to just about any kind of content. And we're getting more and more content, so it's becoming much more difficult to apply content management consistently. And I extend that beyond records management. Just knowing where things are, where you can find them, how you can find them, having the right search tools, all these different pieces. So obviously from the Microsoft perspective, that's the space where we try to make a difference. And I'm hoping that the products speak for themselves. I'm very convinced they will if you try them out and take a look at them. But that's really what people are looking for nowadays. And I hope they find it. I certainly have.
Well, that's good. That's actually good information to have. I've had a minute here to spend with Tina Torres from Microsoft, the Director of Records. Thank you, Tina, for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
This ARMA International podcast was powered by PodTech and sponsored by NextPage. Visit ARMA on the web at www.arma.org for more information about NextPage and its desktop document retention solutions. Go to www.nextpage.com. This podcast was recorded and produced by Rocky Mountain Voices.